This is the Freeman Podcasting Network, bringing a Judeo-Christian voice into the world of internet podcasting. We provide a fresh look at culture, history, and current events, all laced with biblical insight. My name is Mark Weaver. Visit our website at freemanpodcasting.net to learn about who we are and what we do. Your narrator for this podcast is Melissa Gresham. Have a great day.
I haven't written in a while, and I have the urge to write right now. I've written several unfinished things over the past several weeks that have great potential but are not yet at the height of completion. More or less, they need some serious tweaking, and I need to find the time to sit down and tweak them. So, now I will just write freely. Not really outlining anything specific, but doing it in a more free-writing type of style. Going back to Florida. On business. I never suspected one of my company's closest contact offices would be located near my old stomping ground, nor did I ever think I'd be the liaison between the two corporations. But I am. And my job required me to go down there, to Sarasota, Florida, a little over an hour away from the place I obtained alumni status, to take part in the observation and discussion of some of the projects I'm involved in with some of the people I work with. I was ecstatic when I learned of the news, and I made my flight arrangements and prepared for the trip. The excitement I felt, not only from this just being my first business travel excursion, but also being able to see old college buddies and family, greatly heightened the excitement. Free meals, free hotel, free rental car, free trip to Florida? Who wouldn't go? The moment I arrived at the Tampa airport, I felt the pleasure of sweet reminisce. I was captured by warmth and memories of old. I couldn't help but feel I was at home again. Yeah, yeah, you say. You've wanted to come home for so long, you hated Florida. Indeed, I did hate the unbearable hot weather and the no-season changes. I hated the dumpy, rundown parts of Lakeland and the uncoziness of the city, but being there had such a huge impact on my life, and now, looking back in hindsight, I'm just now starting to realize it. The business part of the trip was okay. I got to meet some great people and put some faces with names. I learned what it was like to have a true meeting of the minds and be intrigued with business conversation. I watched as Bethany, the manager of facilitations, delivered our presentation with eloquence and grace. The people were warm and welcoming, and I walked away that day with more knowledge and understanding about this company than probably anyone at the Virginia office has ever known. Of course, I could be wrong. I've only been with the company for 5 months. But something unexpected happened on Friday night after the workday was over. Yes, the others, and by others I mean the other people I traveled with, and I went out to an all-expenses-paid dinner. We had a good time, got dressed up and ate a hearty meal in a classy restaurant. The same restaurant, in fact, that Isaac took me to on my 20th birthday. Ah, memories. But the night ended immediately after dinner because Bethany wanted to go home. Something happened to her. Something that made her want to leave. Business is over, she said. It's time to go home. So she and the other gentleman who traveled with us exchanged their flights and left the following morning on Saturday. Suddenly, I felt all alone. I was lost in a once familiar world. I could not cling to family, and I did not know where to go or what to do. My friends were leaving, and I would be stuck there in a prepaid, quiet, and peaceful yet lonely hotel all by myself. I had had 2 nights of cold showers and 1 night of really bad sleep, and even though I would be leaving in the morning, I felt uneasy, and so I had to make a mad dash. I didn't know why I felt this way, nor did I really understand what was going on with Bethany. People can be very mysterious sometimes. Thankfully, I remembered that my dad, number two, was only a little over an hour away. So I did the obvious. Packed my bags, checked out, and hit the road. Which I was planning on doing the following day anyway, just did a little earlier. It was wide and long, but it led me home. To Dad. I knew I could go there and let loose, be myself, and fall asleep in the middle of the living room if I wanted to. I could have brought a whole zoo in there and he wouldn't have cared. But it was just me. I got there around 12:30 a.m., The door was unlocked, so I didn't have to use my key. I plopped my things on the floor and crashed on his bed. About an hour later, I woke up to the sound of Conan and the face of Dad leaning over to give me a kiss on the cheek. With no mustache! Ah! Who was this person? I hardly recognized him. Put some covers over you, he said. Oh, thanks. No, I need to get up and wash my face and stuff. Do you want your bed back? I said wearily, my eyes half opened. Nope, you take it. I missed the futon in the sunroom. I'll be fine, he said. You go to sleep. Futon schmuton. That was Dad for you. Once he was finished in the bathroom, I changed into my pajamas and peacefully went to sleep. Sleep is an understatement for that night. It was like one night of what a bear does for the whole winter. I woke up the next morning more refreshed than I have in months. I don't know why. I didn't even sleep for 8 hours straight. Maybe it was just the feeling of knowing I was in a place I could call home and feel comfortable in without worrying about anything. The next few moments were just like the college days at Dad's. Morning coffee, feeding the ducks bread on the deck, and having long talks while the sun beamed down across the lake. Some things, some people, some places, never change.
Thanks for listening, and please visit us at freemanpodcasting.net.